Bibles this morning, we should like to call your attention to the Gospel according to St. Mark. St. Mark, the fourth chapter this morning, began reading at the 35th verse. St. Mark, chapter 4, beginning at verse 35, you'll find these words. And the same day, when the even was come, he said unto them, let us pass over unto the other side. And when they had sent away the multitude, they took him even as he was in the ship. And there were also with him other little ships. And there arose a great storm of wind, and the waves beat into the ship, so that it was now full. And he was in the hinder part of the ship, asleep on a pillow. And they awake him and say unto him, Master, carest thou not that we perish? And he arose and rebuked the wind and said unto the sea, peace, be still. And the wind ceased, and there was a great calm. And he said unto them, why are ye so fearful? How is it that ye have no faith? And he said unto them, why are ye so fearful? How is it that ye have no faith? Supporting scripture, the 27th Psalms, verse 1. Very familiar passage that says, the Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? And he said unto them, why are ye so fearful? How is it that ye have no faith? Based on the reading of God's word, we'd like to speak from the thought or subject this morning. When you're in a storm, don't lose your faith. When you're in a storm, don't lose your faith. Glory, glory. Sometimes we allow situations and circumstances to sort of dampen our spirits and kill our joy. But let me tell you something. Yesterday is already gone. This is the day that the Lord God has made. And the Bible says that we will rejoice. Rejoice. Even when it's cloudy on the outside. Rejoice. And be glad in it. I don't know about y'all. But I'm glad this morning that God has blessed me to allow the blood to yet still be running warm in my veins. You hear what I'm saying this morning? It's not by anything that I have done that makes me be where I am right now. But it's by the grace and the mercy of God. God knows the struggles that you're going through. God knows the storm that is in your life. And your storm might not be my storm. But you might have a storm in your life this morning. Hallelujah. And all God told me to come and tell you this morning is that when you are in your storm, because don't nobody know like you know what the effect of the storm is doing to you. You hear what I'm saying this morning? But when you are in your storm, all God wants you to do is hold on to your faith. Glory, glory. I know you feel good. You can't help but feel good. Some of you been praying. Been asking God, Lord, do this, Lord, do that. Lord, touch my child. Lord, bless me. Lord, pick me up. Lord, heal my body. Lord, help me to be able to make it. Did anybody hear themselves in any of that? And what happened is when you open up your own mouth and you start talking to your God. See, you got to be just like David. David said, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. You got to get to a place in your spiritual life where you know God as your shepherd. It might be a whole lot of things you don't understand. There's a whole lot in these 66 books that I don't know and that I don't understand. But one thing I do understand is the most important thing is that Jesus the Christ, he died on Calvary's hill for my sins and for your sins. And I understand and I believe that through the scriptures, they tell me that they buried him in a borrowed tomb. But on the third day, just like he said he was going to do, he got up out the grave. I believe that. And because I believe that, when storms come in my life, that's when I call out and say, Lord, have mercy on me. Help me hold on to my faith. What I see with my eye begins to make me believe that I'm not going to make it and I'm almost about to lose hope. Anybody in here ever almost lost hope? But just when you needed the Lord the most, he just stepped in there. Sometimes it was in the morning. I feel like preaching. Sometimes it was in the noonday. There are those that like to hang up in the midnight hour. Hallelujah, Jesus. Anybody ever got a message from God in the wee mornings of the hour? You found yourself just sort of tossing and turning and you was restless and you couldn't sleep. But every time things began to run through your mind, in the midst of all that was in your mind, Jesus, step in there. Hallelujah. When he steps in, he starts to minister. And he starts speaking in that small, still voice. And he reminds you that I'm not going to leave you. I'm not going to forsake you. Didn't you say that you believe that I am the Lord of Lords? I'm the God of all gods. I can do anything but fail. There is nothing too hard for me. Then why are you crying? Why are you worried? Let it go. Give it to me. I got the power to take care of your situation. Any believers in the house this morning? For unknown reasons, God has allowed his mercy to bring us together one more time to praise him, to glorify him, to thank him, to realize that there's power in the name of Jesus. The more God blesses me, I'm beginning to understand how important it is to be still. And let God, just let God be God. There are things that God has allowed to happen in many of our lives. And first and foremost, we question and we ask the Lord, Lord, why? And sometimes we just don't get an answer that we can understand. The old saint said that we'll understand it better by and by. But as I live this life of mine, You ever ask the Lord, when is by and by? Glory. I'm concerned about the people of God. We come to church week after week. We sing about love. We talk about love. But day after day, we persecute one another. We scandalize one another. We pull one another apart. But yet we say that we are brothers and sisters in Christ. There's something wrong with that picture. I'm somewhat confused this morning. We have been in this thing for a long time. And when I say we, that includes me. I've been preaching over 27 years. Wouldn't you think that in 27 years I'd grow? You've been going to church most of your lives. Whether it's 5, 25, 35, 45, 55. But the question is, where is the growth? It seems like we are still dealing with bottle Christians. Are we ever going to grow and get some teeth to where God can give us some meat? Now, if you're like me, I'm a meat eater. And you can have all the meat laying there and everything there that I like, I'm going to taste it. But isn't it amazing? They say that the red meat stays in your body too long. Well, when I look in the New Testament, and I began to eat the meat of the Lord. In our modern translations, all of the red we are led to believe is directly from Jesus the Christ. So now when I eat of this red meat, I need it to stay in my body. You see, we're eating too much of the wrong thing. Not because of diabetes, not because of high blood pressure, not because of a special diet. But we have turned our backs on the Word of God. We pick it out. We pull it out every now and again. And we flip through a few pages. And we declare we've been reading the Bible. Well, after you've read the Bible, what you gonna do with what you read? We're living in a time where in most of our churches, small church, mega church, family church, all of them got some good and we got some bad. But the reality of where we are, most churches are catching hell. Reason why is because we refuse to grow. Many of us, you can't tell nothing.
because you think you already know everything. So if you know everything, why don't you know how to act? Especially in the house of God. We come in this house to worship Him in spirit and in truth. And the truth of the matter is that you are not going to find nobody that's going to treat you like Jesus. I'm thankful this morning that God is such a loving and a forgiving God, and His love goes beyond our comprehension. His will and His ability lets us know that there is no greater love than this, than a man that'll lay down his life for his friends. I'm glad to be a friend to Jesus Christ. I'm glad that Jesus is a friend all the way to the end. Every intention that we have, we ought to be trying to go all the way. I believe this morning that if my pastor, Dr. F.D. Betts, was here, he would make a comment that we are looking wise, acting otherwise. Any of you old chapel members remember that? Over 10 years after he's dead and gone, I can stand here and say, you're looking wise and acting otherwise. It takes more to being a Christian than looking like a Christian. I'm full this morning. Don't even know why. But God is trying to help somebody in this house this morning. Somebody's in a storm this morning. When I look around at the midst of our people, especially our young people, we are blessed, Fellowship. I thank God that even though living in challenging times, God hadn't changed. He's the same God, and we need to teach these children to love God with all of their hearts, to let them know that their singing and their running and their praying is not going to be in vain. I'm glad we got some young people that are interested in doing something for the Lord. Are we going to allow them to grow and see a day where they see it don't seem like they're getting anywhere? It's sad that we've been in the church all of our lives. The basic principle that God left for us was to love one another. We don't love like we ought to. We got to teach our children what unconditional love is all about. We got to teach our children how when you don't have nothing or you don't have enough to make ends meet, that it's still going to be all right. We got to teach our children that when the storms come in the family, don't give up, don't start fussing and cussing, but somebody break down on their knees. Look up to the hills. You got to know where your help comes from. The Bible says that in this life, you're going to have some trials and some tribulations. But Jesus said, Be of good cheer. I've already overcome the world. There's nothing new under the sun. Everything that's going on now, it's already been one time before. We got to keep the faith and learn how not to be afraid when the storms come in our lives. What is a storm? A storm is a strong, fierce wind with rain and snow and lightning and thunder. A climatic disturbance in the atmosphere. A storm is defined as a sudden emotional outburst or an attack to rush violently. When we are in the midst of a storm, it's very easy to get afraid. The storm has power. I remember when I was a young boy, when the storm began to rise, the lightning began to flash, the thunder began to roll. And I can hear my mama saying, y'all go in there and sit down somewhere. Be quiet, the Lord is doing his work. There are some of us in here that are afraid of the storm. Let the lightning flash a little too close to home. Let the lightning come and flash across your front porch or go through your yard and you see the power of the lightning. Let the thunder roll until the very walls begin to shake. Tell me you won't get scared. I remember when the storm would rise, I'd go in and I'd crawl on top of the bed. Sometimes the lightning would flash so bright. Have you ever put the cover over your head and realized you still can't hide from the lightning? I'm talking about a storm. And I lay there because, you know, when you get still and you get quiet, next thing is bye-bye. But after the Lord blessed me to wake up, the storm is gone. Isn't it a good thing when you realize the storm done passed over? Well, that's all I'm trying to help somebody that's in their storm this morning understand. That when the storm come in your life, don't be afraid of the storm. David says, the Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. David says, of whom shall I be afraid? If you're a child of God, you don't have anything to be afraid of this morning. For the Bible says, when the wicked, even your enemies and your foes, come up to eat up your flesh, they'll stumble and they'll fall. They might get themselves together and encamp against you, and they may put your heart to fear. War might rise up against you, but be confident of this one thing. That you seek after of the Lord, that the Lord will dwell in the house of the Lord all of the days of your life. You ought to behold the beauty of the Lord to inquire in his holy temple. But David says that in the time of trouble, see, that's your stone. When the time of trouble comes, the Bible says he will hide you in his pavilion. In the secret of his tabernacle shall he hide me. And then he'll set me up upon a rock. My head will be lifted above my enemies round about, and there will I offer tabernacles of sacrifices of joy. I will sing praises unto the Lord. That's why when we got trouble, that's why we can sing hallelujah anyhow. That's why when danger comes in your life, you can say hallelujah anyhow. You got to learn this morning that you don't have to have any fear. But when the storms come up in your life, trust the God who created the storm. Trust the God that you serve that is able to do all things. Somebody said he might not come when you want him to, but he's always on time. David said, wait on the Lord. Be of good courage, and he shall strengthen thine heart. Even with a strong heart, there might be a time in your life. When I look at our text this morning, I'm talking about some men that love the Lord our God. They were traveling on a journey, and the Lord our God said, go over and pass to the other side. We got to learn that when a storm comes up in your life, God is able this morning to do what needs to be done for you and myself. I come to tell somebody this morning, when we look here in the word of God, the same day when it was about evening time, the Lord said unto them, let us pass over to the other side. When they got down in the ship, the Bible said there were other ships around them, and a storm began to rise. The wind began to blow. The storm began to get all worked up, and it began to walk the boat from side to side. The Bible said the water began to beat in, and when the water got on the inside, and the wind was boisterous and running here and everywhere, they didn't know where the wind come from, didn't know where the wind was going to go. But they can feel the power that come down from the wind. Don't you know that God has all power? When you look at the storms of our life, God has power this morning to take the storm out of your life. But you got to understand that when the storm comes, don't run away running and hiding. Don't throw your hands up in despair. But learn how to call on the name of the Lord. The Bible says that when they got afraid, they asked him, Lord, Master, carest thou not that we perish? Don't you care that we're in this boat? And the wind began to rock the boat, and the boat is almost about to turn over. But I thank my God that God is on the inside. God will make a way out of no way. For when they woke our Savior up, they say he was in the hind part. He was in the back of the ship, laying there fast asleep. Every now and then, you ought to trust the power of God. You ought to know that you know. When storm come in your life, don't lose your faith. You better hold on to your faith. But when they add him up and ask him, do you care that we perish? The Bible said, he said, peace, be still. And the very sea began to sink calm. The wind stopped blowing. And they began to say, what manner of man is this that he can speak the word? And even the sea, even the wind, obey his very command. So if the wind can obey God, can we not obey God? When storms come in your life, don't be afraid of what you're going through. Know that every dark cloud, there's a sunshine somewhere. Know that in your dark cloud, when the storm begin to rise, don't give up in despair. Don't get afraid. Don't lose your faith. But hold on to God's unchanging hand. Hold on to the one that can make a difference. For God can open up his mouth and tell the wind to be still. That same God can come into your problem and say, get out of their life. I want the devil out of their home. I want the devil out of their body. I'm not going to let the storm overtake me this morning. Because through the cloud, I see some sunshine. Not the S-U-N sign, but I see the S-O-N standing on the right hand of God. Then everything gonna be all right. When the storm comes, don't lose your faith, but hold on to God's unchanging hand. There's gonna be a storm, that are coming in your life. Some of you are going through storms right now. It's a good thing when you're able to carry your storm like a man or a woman of God. You got to hold your head up high. Don't never let the devil know that he's about to get the best of you. You shake that devil off. You tell that storm to get behind you. And you say in your sanctified soul that there's going to be a better day. There's going to be some sunshine in my life today. I'm not going to let the storms of this old life get me down. Sickness may be attacking my body, but my soul is intact because I belong to the Lord my God. God got everything under control this morning. Some of you done gone through a lot, and you know how you made it was by the grace and the mercy of God. Somebody's going through this morning, and you don't quite know how you're going to make it. But I stop by to tell you that that little storm that's in your life, hold on and hold out. Because God's going to make everything all right. He's going to make your rocky road. He's going to smooth them out. He's going to take that stumbling block and move it out of your way. He's going to take that bridge that's going across your troubled water. He's going to elevate you. He's going to uplift you. And you're going to rise above your problem. Anybody want to rise? Trust and have faith in the God you serve. God knows your storm this morning. God knows your storm. You don't have to tell your neighbor nothing. Your storm's not your neighbor's business. Your storm is between you and God. Every now and then, you got to steal away and get in your secret closet. And when you get in your secret closet, can't nobody tell you what God can or cannot do. Anybody know for themselves what God has already done in your life? Hallelujah. You asked and God did just what you asked him to do. And because of that, we owe the Lord some praise this morning. Hallelujah, Jesus. If there is anybody in here that know that God has brought you through a storm, you ought to be praising him right now. If there's anybody in here that's going through a storm and know that you can't make it in this storm all by yourself, you ought to be praising God right now. If there's anybody in here that don't know how you're going to make ends meet and you're worried about tomorrow, you ought to be praising him right now. If there's anybody in here that got sickness in your body and know God to be a doctor that has never lost a case, you ought to be praising him right now. He's not a tomorrow God, but he's a today God. Today, if you hear his voice, the Bible says, harden not your heart. Stop trying to hold on to yourself. Stop worrying about what your neighbor think about it. If you want to cry, cry. If you want to holler, holler. If you want to throw your arms up, throw them up. Don't let nobody rob you of what God has for you. God says that if you want something, ask for it. And you got to be just like those children. You got to ask believing that you're going to get just what you asked for. But I offer this clause. Be careful what you ask for. Some of you have asked God, give me a little more grace. Give me more understanding. Lord, help me to live right. And as soon as God starts giving you what you've asked him for, then the word comes back on you. Where much is given, much is required. So stop sitting on your stool of do nothing and get up and start working while it's day. For there's going to come a night when no man can work. I thank God. I didn't thank him when I was going through. But I thank God now for the storms that have been in my life.